AccuWeather forecast, cloudy and breezy. Chance for some snow showers today. High around the mid-30s. Racine attorney John Cabranes specializes in criminal and immigration law. He says President Trump's executive order is within his legal authority, while Racine's mayor is not correct, claiming undocumented immigrants cannot be targeted and that the federal government cannot take away funding because of the federal supremacy clause.
Federal laws trump state laws, and no pun intended there. So when Mayor Dickert says that cities and states have rights, that communities have rights, they do, but they're very limited rights. And when they come into conflict with established federal law is going to win every single time.
On WRJN This Morning with Glenn Klein, Cabranes said that any challenge to the order would have to be that there is no federal interest with the 10th Amendment and the Commerce Clause.
And when you're talking about immigration law and all of the issues surrounding immigration law, you're going to find that they can make a pretty good argument that, first of all, that it does impact commerce, but secondly and most importantly, it runs right into the Supremacy Clause, which said essentially when laws come into conflict, federal laws reign supreme.
Mayor Dickert stated that the police department will stay focused on arresting people who commit crimes, not undocumented immigrants. And it's the position of the U.S. Conference of Mayors that the president has no legal authority. As the spring semester started at UW Parkside, Chancellor Debbie Ford put out a statement that says the celebration of the new term has been overshadowed by this controversy involving the president and that executive order. Dr. Ford says all students, faculty, and staff scheduled to arrive from international locations are on campus and that officials will keep closely monitoring federal policy as it relates to any future international travel by members of the learning community. Parkside's Office for International Student Services says none of their students are from any of the seven countries affected in that executive order. The Racine Water Utility, always interested in new customers and on the agenda for the Water Commission this afternoon at 4 o'clock at the City Hall Annex, a letter from Franklin. It's only an inquiry at this point about the possibility of wholesale water service after the year 2024. Franklin has also reached out to Milwaukee and to South Milwaukee about a better future deal on drinking water than it's getting right now from Oak Creek. Racine's Public Works and Services Committee will meet at 5:30 in room 303 at City Hall. The agenda is going to begin with a little garbage issue. Purchasing agent Kathy Casper to report on the bids for 14 dual refuse cart tipper systems for solid waste trucks. It's part of the process for implementing the new cart collection system this summer. Recommended for that contract, Bruce Municipal, at just under $90,000. And there's the matter of an electrical system upgrade for the Main Street Bridge and prep work that'll cost about $130,000, reimbursable by the state. The original control devices need to be updated. The actual work, that's estimated at $470,000. Members of Wisconsin's Jewish community, joined by other groups like Voces de la Frontera and just some individuals outraged by the president's immigration order, gathered in protest by Congressman Paul Ryan's downtown Racine office. One of them, Milwaukee Rabbi Rachel Buff. She suggested the crowds could actually grow each week that Congressman Ryan supports the immigration order.
This was the benefit of 30 hours of organizing. Imagine if we had a week. So that, and I told them before I read our letter that everyone I know across the board politically was upset this weekend about the ban. Everyone I know, a student who told me on the first day of class that he had served overseas in the Middle East and he didn't support refugee admissions, today said, I don't understand how we treat these people this way. That's a week of my class. So you can imagine if we're back every week, there's a groundswell in this country.
The crowd chanting, this is what democracy looks like and immigrants are welcome here. They carried signs that included, no time for indifference. We all belong here and stop scapegoating immigrants. Racine County District Attorney's Office charging 28-year-old Racine resident Ashley Kramer with six felonies and three misdemeanors from a drug raid last Friday at her home on Lathrop Avenue. The criminal complaint says police, armed with a search warrant, forced their way inside, had to climb over a chair propped up against the door. Kramer found on a bed with a three-year-old girl next to her, also in the home two other children, ages 9 and 11. A search allegedly revealing drugs and processing equipment, pills, almost 3 grams of cocaine. Charges include 3 counts of second-degree reckless endangerment of safety, that in reference to the children. She's going to be back in court on February 8th, the county's Human Services Department brought in, to deal with care for the children. could be sexual assault victims in Kenosha, Racine, Milwaukee counties whose rape kits have still not been tested, based on a report by the USA Today Network. It says most of the 6,000 kits identified in a backlog have still not been tested, more than a year after Wisconsin got $4 million in grants to clear them up. Meanwhile, State Attorney General Brad Schimel says those victims can go online to buyyoursidewi.org and check on the status of their case.
We will help them locate their kit and review their options for DNA testing. And it will always be their decision about what happens next with the evidence that was collected from them.
Schimel says the last thing we want to do is further disempower a survivor of sexual assault. The disappointing news recently for Kenosha Unified officials was that the overall graduation rate had declined by 0.5% in 2016. The silver lining to it is that the district is still over 90%. It turned out to be better than the top five largest districts in the state, including Milwaukee and Madison. And take note that the Gateway Promise program offers the chance for high school seniors to get a tuition-free college degree, but take note, the deadline to sign up for that is tomorrow. There's more information on the Gateway website. About 70 people representing a number of local groups, plus several homeowners who live along the Root River above the Racine-Horlick Dam, went to that informational meeting last night about its future at the Isgrove office complex. The DNR, of course, telling Racine County, which owns the dam, you got to make some modifications to handle any flooding from the infamous 100-year storm. There was a presentation about five different options. Some of the folks in the audience concerned about things like the loss of recreational opportunities above the dam, water quality changes, sediment built up from the structure. Among the audience members, State Senator Van Wongard.
This is about issues with our quality of life, with people that live along the river, fishing, and our habitat for fishing. And I surely don't want to see us lose any potential for economic growth or economic development along the river.
Also at the meeting, State Representative Corey Mason.
This has been part of the river's history for more than 175 years. You know, if you're going to make changes to it, you want to make sure you're doing it in the right way. And I think the county's off to a good start.
Options being discussed range from lowering the spillway by 3 feet to completely removing the dam. More than once it was stressed during the meeting that this is only just the beginning of the process, with more informational meetings to be scheduled. A pair of State Department of Natural Resources grants are going to be used to make some improvements to a couple of lakefront activity spots. The Public Works and Services Committee tonight at 5:30 at City Hall is going to consider acceptance of a $5,000 grant for an ADA-compliant kayak launch point at the Pew Recreational Area. That's near the Main Street Bridge. And there's a grant for just over $13,000 for ADA lift chair improvements at the 5th Street Boat Launch Pier. An attorney for 16-year-old Racine resident Keller McQuay, charged as an adult in the September 2015 fatal shooting of his teenage girlfriend, wants to argue there is evidence that someone other than his client was at fault, and that's set for a motion hearing March the 20th, ahead of the scheduled trial May 1st. McQuay accused of shooting 14-year-old Vista Jackson inside his mother's home on Albert Street. Court records show there was a delay in the proceedings due to a backlog of state crime lab testing on a certain piece of evidence. That was completed. The case will now continue. Every year, the nonprofit agencies in this region that teach literacy skills begin by searching for new volunteers. The vast majority of students are learning English as a second language, but those teachers, according to Cheryl Hernandez, says, do not have to know that language.
So I think a lot of people assume, oh, if I'm going to teach English, I must have to speak another language. You don't have to speak another language. We actually prefer it when the tutors don't, because the students have more opportunity to practice their English that way. You don't have to be a teacher. We have many fabulous tutors who have no experience teaching, and we work to give them the skills that they need to be successful in that tutoring situation.
Some 215 volunteers stepping forward last year to help train about 560 students. The tutoring training process is about 14 hours of a mix of online and in-person sessions. Our AccuWeather forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.